No question but what he's not the champion of love, amen. Not even a doubt about that. He showed it at Calvary. No greater love hath any man than that he laid down his life for his friends, the Bible says. And I believe that to be true. He laid down his life for us. He's a champion of love. I praise God for his goodness and his mercy unto us. God's good. All the time. Amen. Amen. And he really is. And I appreciate him singing today for us. What a blessing. All the songs have been a blessing, the choir and all the special. I just praise God for the privilege to be in the house of God. And Brother Taylor, a while ago, was up here talking. What a blessing it was as he shared about his life and what God spoke to his heart this morning. That stirred my heart up, amen. And it stirs my heart when we all remember where God brought us from and how good God is to us. And I thought about what he said. We got a place to sleep and plenty to eat. We're blessed. Amen, we're blessed. And we praise God for it. All right, turn your Bibles, please, to Psalms 107. Psalms 107. We're going to be looking at verse 9, but I want to read just verse 8 just because I love it. Amen. Psalms 107 and verse number 8 and 9. And this is the words he said, something to this effect. It may not be word for word, but he asked the woman, said, "Woman, hast thou no accusers, or where are your accusers?" And she said, "I have none, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." And I say hallelujah. I'm glad for that. Amen. I'm not looking for somebody else to sign my pardon. I'm not looking for something else to satisfy the longing of my soul, the emptiness that I had. And that's something that was missing on the inside. I am not looking for anything else. Jesus found me. And when he found me, he satisfied the hunger of my soul. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I am glad today, thank God, I'm satisfied with the salvation that I have. Amen. Jesus paid my price. He paid my sin debt in full. I am not condemned. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation them which are in Christ Jesus. And I say hallelujah. I'm satisfied. Are you satisfied with what you've got? Are you satisfied with what you've got, that it filled the longing of your soul, and that you know that it saved you, birthed you in the family of God, and you know that you're heaven bound? Are you satisfied with that? Are you satisfied that if Jesus came right now at what you have in Christ Jesus, that you go in the rapture? Are you satisfied with that? Amen. Are you? You really satisfied? Praise God. If you are, then thank God for it. If you're not satisfied, let me just pull up here a minute and say this to you. I'm glad I know one that can satisfy you. Said, "Come ye and buy, have no money, buy wine and milk without price." And I'm glad, thank God, he'll satisfy. Hey, by the way, I want to plug this in too. Not only does it satisfy me, Jesus satisfied God. I want you to look in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 19 and 20. I'm sorry, verse 10 and 11. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 and 11. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief." Now, to me, that's an awesome statement. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise who? Jesus. Pleased him and put him to grief. "When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." That's what Jesus did at Calvary. He satisfied the holiness of God. He bore my iniquity, paid my price, marked my bill, paid in full, and set me free. I say hallelujah. I'm satisfied with that. I don't have any question about it. I don't have to I don't need anything else. I don't need somebody to come by and say, well, you've got something. I know I've got it. Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I'm thankful for that. Amen. And I'm satisfied with the pardon that I have. I got to hurry off from this, but I want you to deal with it, because these people sitting here this morning in this house that do not know that you're saved. You have no assurance that you go to heaven if you had to die right now. You have no assurance that you go in the rapture. And you're sitting there thinking, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to do better. I'm trying my best to get to heaven. But you know down deep inside there's something wrong. You're not really satisfied. I went through that church membership thing. I went through that being ducked under the water. I went through that trying to be good and trying to be satisfied with that. But none of that satisfied the longing of my heart, until one day when I bowed before God and confessed I needed him to save me, and I was no good. I didn't deserve anything, but Jesus had mercy on me and grace abounded to me, and God saved me by his marvelous grace. I say hallelujah. When I realized that Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe, when I realized there wasn't anything I could do except just come and prostrate myself before God, ask God to save me and trust him to do the saving, and God did it, and I say hallelujah. That satisfied the hunger on the inside and took that away, and I praise his name and thank him. I'm satisfied with the pardon that I have. He marked it, paid, pardon forever. I say hallelujah. I'm satisfied with that. I'm satisfied with the presence of the living God. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, when he gave the Great Commission, at the end of verse number 20, he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll go with thee all the way. Aren't you glad you got somebody who'll never leave you? Hallelujah. I like what Brother Mitchell said about that. He said, how are you going to get away from somebody that won't leave you? He said, I won't leave you. And you may try to get away from God, but you can't get away from somebody that won't leave you. You may try to get away, but he'll be there. If you ever really get saved and born in the family of God, you can't get away from God. And you try to get away from him, he'll convict you. He'll speak to your heart. He'll draw you by his power. I'm glad, praise God, it's that way. Amen. But his presence, I'm satisfied with the presence of God. The Spirit, in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm glad, thank God, I'm satisfied with that. I'm satisfied that the Spirit of God dwells within and witnesses with my spirit that I am a child of God. I'm glad for that, amen. There's a tug on the inside. Aren't you glad for that tug? And let you know his presence, amen. And that he's right. I remember reading over in Revelation chapter 3, I believe about verse 20, and Jesus talking about, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Now, I'm glad, praise God, he came in. He came in because I invited him in. But when he came in, he only came in to sup with me. But now I sup with him. He came in as my, because I invited him in. But now he's the host. Amen. He sets the table now. And he said, glory, hallelujah. I'm satisfied with the presence of the living God. I am not looking for something else to satisfy. I'm not looking for some club to join. I'm not looking for some kind of excitement somewhere to get involved in. I'm satisfied with the presence of the living God on the inside. I don't need some other kind of a thrill. He is my thrill. Amen. I don't need something else to satisfy. He is my satisfaction. His presence is real. I praise his name. I thank him for the reality. You say, preacher, what you talking about? If you don't know, I pray today you'll find out the presence of the living God. Amen. And I'm glad he's present today. And he is. Now, I'm satisfied with his presence. I'm satisfied with his power. Amen. And he has all power in heaven and in earth. And today I'm satisfied with the power of God. I don't have any. I absolutely could not even live for God. I like a song Brother Terry Mullins used to sing, and he needs to sing it again for us real soon. That song is, I cannot even walk without him holding my hand. I can't walk without him. That's the truth, amen. Somebody said, preach, I get saved, but I can't live for the Lord. I'm afraid I'll fail. You're a good candidate to get saved. Because if you think you can live it, you're not even a candidate to come. Because you're trying it yourself. But when you reach a point you realize you can't do it, but he did it and he'll help you do it, then you're a good candidate for salvation. I'm glad for the power of God. Amen. I'm glad for that presence of God, the power of God. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If he doesn't strengthen me, I can't do anything. But if he strengthens me, I can do anything. Amen. Brother Mark was talking last night. Now, JoJo put on a show. And, of course, Mark Wooker, you know how he is. He's crazy anyhow. He knows what I mean by that. And Mark Shields, he's so serious-minded. I get tickled just looking at both of them when they're standing there together. Because he's full of foolishness and Mark Shields standing there real distinguished. But JoJo got right in the middle of him and he put on a show for real. I mean, that boy, he tried himself. And he told some of us he's a born comedian. And I believe that. Ain't not a backward bone in that boy's body. He never saw a stranger. He'll ever say anything to you. He'll look up at you and ask you anything. And he can't tell what he'll do. But Mark, on the other hand, Mark is reserved. Somebody said JoJo was a chip off the old block. And Mark said, not so. Because said, I'm embarrassed. He couldn't hardly make the announcement to come and get another tray that there's more food to eat. He was nervous about, wasn't you, Mark? He's nervous about that. I know he's a preacher and he gets up and preach. That's because God helps him. Because if God couldn't help him, he couldn't do that. I'm bashful by nature, but I'm glad when God gets on. It doesn't bother me a bit. Whoever the crowd, whatever the crowd size is, doesn't make any difference. I'm telling you, when God helps you, and I'm not sure God's helping JoJo, but anyway, God helps Mark, amen, when he preaches. Helps me when I preach. Help these singers when they sing. Help the choir when they sing. I say, praise God. I'm glad for the power of God, amen, which helps us, strengthen us to do what I get tickled reading that story about Gideon. You remember reading about Gideon in the Old Testament? And the Midianites were coming up and taking the harvest every year and giving them a fit. And God's going to use Gideon now to deliver them out of the hands of the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord comes by and he goes to Gideon, and using our terminology of the day, we'd say Gideon hid behind the barn. Gideon hid himself where there's thrashing out there. He went behind and hid. You know what the angel of the Lord said to him? Oh, thou man of valor. I get tickled every time I read that. He's a hiding, and the angel of the Lord telling him how brave he is. And you know, but the angel of the Lord knew something Gideon didn't know. Angel Lord knew that God was going to move on the scene and that God was going to help Gideon. And before it's over with, Gideon went down there with 300 men and had the whole rout of the Midianites, the whole bunch of them on the run, and took over and won the victory. You know how? By the power of God. And Brother Jimmy, you know who's going to help you tonight? God is. By the power of God. We need the power of God. Amen. I'm satisfied with the power of God. Hey, in the church, we don't need something else. We need the power of God. We don't need some kind of hype something that the world's got out there to try to get it done. Now, Miss Pam back there, she's always kidding me. And we're going to need a dance team or something, you know. And she kidding, though. She knows much better than that. But she kids about that. But we don't need any of that stuff. What we need is just preaching and singing and the power of the Holy Ghost of God. That's what we need. That's what we need. I'm glad, praise God. That satisfies a longing of my heart for power. It comes from God. Amen. It's not in what message you preach. Now, I want to do what God wants me to do. It's not in how we go about it. It's not who's singing. It's not about all that. It is a power of God that we need. Amen. I know. I'm trying to hurry. I really am. And so we need that power of the Lord. I want to say something else today. I'm glad and I'm satisfied with provision that God has given me. And Brother Taylor set me up good this morning for this. Isn't it wonderful how God sets the table? And Brother Taylor got up here talking about right now his time check and so forth. And how, you know, the devil tried to tell him this or that. And then he got to thinking about, and he's talking about back in the 40s, how bad it was. And thinking about how it is now. And we got food to eat. And we got clothes to wear and a place to sleep. And we got I know there's a lot of things we may wonder about out here and what's going to happen, but I want you to know today, David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see the begging bread. I say hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. But my God, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. He didn't say according to Washington, D.C., or according to anybody else. He said according to his riches and glory. I say hallelujah, my God shall supply all of our need. Amen. Amen. He didn't say give you everything you want. He said, but he gives you a lot of things you want. Everybody sitting in his house probably got a lot of things they wanted they didn't have to have. Ain't a lot of things you could have, you know, you could have done without. I've got a lot of things I could do without. Amen. I could. A lot of people have a lot less in this world than I got. God's been good to us. I'm satisfied with God's provision. He has provided for me. Oh, praise his name. Praise. The devil told me when I started preaching full time, I'd starve to death. And he's a liar. I'm like Billy Kelly. Billy Kelly used to say before he passed away, he said, if I ever starve to death, I want somebody to fill me up with sodium, put water in me and blow me up. So the devil won't know it. Amen. Devil will tell you that, Brother Jimmy, but I'm glad God, he always comes through just right on time. Always has. God been so good. I could tell you some stories, but God been so good. And I just like my cow story. Never forget it. I'd promised God something we'd do. At church, where I used to pastor in Virginia, I got back home and scratched my head and wondered, how in the world am I going to do that? We don't have it. Don't have it. Don't have it. Had a man in church, had a dairy farm. There's a cow, showed up on his farm, and he tried to find who owned it, never could find who owned it, fed it all winter long. Never could find an owner for it. Went to the sheriff. Sheriff said, well, you can sell it if you want to. Said, nobody will claim it. He sold it. And I was praying about where in the world I'm going to get that money. He come by the house one day and told me about that cow and said, here's some money. Said, you use it however you want to. Hallelujah. It's exactly what I needed. God's had me a cow that I didn't even know where it come from. I just know a cow got sold. And I got the money. Amen. And God ultimately got glory out of it because God gave it to me. Because I had made a promise that I'd try to do that, and I did. And I say, praise God. God provides for his own. God provides some way, some. You say, preacher, I more in the world would I get a cow? I don't know. God may tie one up in your yard. You feel funny if you go home and you got a cow in your yard. Cast all your care on him, for he careth for you. God protects his own. Not going to go into that. But I want to close out with this. My prospect, I'm satisfied with the prospect I've got. Well, what kind of prospect have you got, preacher? I got one of going to heaven. Hallelujah. My prospect is not having a $250,000 house down here or a $500,000 house down here. My prospect is not having 1,000 acres of land. My prospect is over yonder on the other side. Amen. I'm looking for that place I'm heading to. I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come, take me out of here, take me home to heaven. I say hallelujah and praise God and the Lamb forever. It's real to know that heaven is your home. Amen. Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am there, you may be also. And I say hallelujah, he's coming back. He's going to get me. But I have a home in heaven. In Revelation 21, And verse 4, I believe it is, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I say glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to a place where I never get another phone call and say somebody has passed away. I'm glad, thank God, Sister Dot, there won't be any hospitals and operations and any of that kind of stuff in that land. Thank God for that. I'm glad over there I'll never have to go into another family and sit down with them and say, I express my sympathy to you. I am sorry this has happened. I'll never see another tear fall from an eye. I'll never have to sit there and watch them carry a body out of the house. And I did that Friday. I'll never have to do that again. I say praise God and the Lamb forever. I am going to a country and to a place where there'll never be any of that. And I'm satisfied with my prospect. Now, amen. The best is yet to come. And you can do what you want to down here, but I'm looking for what's coming. I'm looking for what's coming. There's going to be some folks singing an invitational song. They can come get that, get ready to sing that invitational song. But I want to read something to you. I want you to listen closely to it while they get ready to sing. Here's what it says. I'll be satisfied. While driving alone one Sunday morning, they had just begun. Now I caught myself humming the tune. It was an old familiar one. Memories just seemed to search for me as I slowly drove along. Those lyrics just kept ringing in my ear. It was Daddy's favorite song. As I approached the old home place for which I had been gone for many years, I saw myself a little boy again, and I just broke down in tears. For there was that old cornfield where Daddy used to plow. There the pasture, that same barn where we used to milk the cows. There's that old apple tree in the yard where I used to love to play. Up on the hill, there's a little frame school where I went to every day. Now the little school became a church on every Sabbath day. With the windows raised, you could hear the little choir sing half a mile away. Daddy would go there every Sunday morning with Mom, me by his side. He'd always ask the little choir to sing, I'll be satisfied. Now Daddy's face just seemed to light up when he would hear them sing that song, for the words just seemed to be a comfort to him when everything went wrong. Then one day, dark and gloomy, the Lord called Mom home. And I can't forget the hurt that we felt to know that she was gone. I remember, though, it was yesterday how hard my daddy cried. And sometimes at night, he would just stand on the porch and watch the stars and sing, I'll be satisfied. Then the day finally came, and Dad went home to be with Mom. Once again, the little choir gathered around to sing Daddy's favorite song. There by the graveside stood a lonely little boy, all broken up inside. Then I heard a small voice say, weep not for him, son, for now he's satisfied. Then I knew Dad had the dream that he waited for so long. And though he went to be with Mom, he left me his favorite song. Now he's walking on streets of glory, and I know he's satisfied. Daddy's soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. I know he's satisfied. And I'll be satisfied when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. I'll be satisfied. I'm satisfied with what I've got now. I'm looking forward to that day when everything, completely, totally, I'll be satisfied. Let's stand to our feet, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Play softly, if you would.